following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, March 12th, through Thursday, March 18th, 2021. March 12th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today, more than any other time in the history of the world, souls must pray to recognize truth. Satan, who is the prince of lies, has control of governments, the economy, and mass media. My commandments are the basis of truth. Anyone or anything which goes against my commandments goes against truth and embraces the lies of Satan. Holy love is the embrace of the two great commandments, to love me above all else and your neighbor as self. These days, the focus has fallen away from holy love and centers on love of self. Fashions have been introduced, which I despise. Laws have changed to embrace much sin. People have chosen to believe in laws instead of my commandments. I cannot choose for mankind or adjust my commandments to please modern-day thinking. My laws stand as the judge of every conscience. If the present moment were to be the last moment for every man on earth, how great would be the number to slide to their perdition for all eternity. Divine mercy embraces all who repent. A note is given to read Psalm 9, 19 through 20. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 13th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, these days, opinions are everywhere and from every source. Some people are paid to voice their opinions. Politicians make a career based upon their opinions. You have financial planners who manage people's money with an eye to the future. However, in all of these opinions and planning, there are so many who do not plan for their life after death. They live as though everything revolves around their earthly existence. These are the ones who generally love money, self-importance, and dedicate the present moment to self. They allow love of many things to stand in their way of love of me. Generally, these are the ones who try to please only themselves, not me, and not others. I am calling everyone to sanctify the present moment by embracing holy love, the two great commandments. Form your opinions based upon these commandments. If you do so, you will be planning for a secure future in heaven. I myself will welcome you into paradise. You will experience my embrace. Form your earthly opinions around this premise. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22. So then you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 14th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "These days I desire you consider your rosaries as a source of peace. When you pray the rosary or turn your hearts over to any prayer, you untie my hands and allow me to work in unprecedented ways during these most troubled times. You cannot see the pandemic of evil that has consumed the heart of the world. This pandemic has no earthly vaccine, but must be stopped with the conversion of hearts. The disease of evil which consumes the heart of the world has many symptoms, but all of these symptoms are represented in the acceptance of evil in the world today. A disease must be recognized in order to be treated. I speak to this source today to help the public recognize good from evil. Do not allow the enemy of your salvation to discourage your prayers with his lies. Pray your rosaries and all prayers from the heart. I am listening." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 4, 4 through 7. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let all men know your forbearance. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 15th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, keep me at the center of your heart." Doing so means you will live a God-centered life. Do not be distracted by the element of time. Now you are living in time. In the hereafter, there is no time. There is only eternity, which never ends. You choose how you will spend your eternity now, in your earthly existence, by the choices you make in the many present moments I give you. Always choose to love me and my commandments. Choose to love your neighbor as yourself. It is in this holy love you will be admitted into paradise. Search your hearts for any possible occasions of sin. This would be any activity, thought, word, or deed which leads to sin. Quickly avoid such as these. Make all your choices based upon holy love. I embrace such souls with my choicest graces, and I anticipate with joy their arrival in heaven. A note is given to read Galatians chapter 3, 18 through 19. "For if the inheritance is by the law, it is no longer by promise, but God gave it to Abraham by a promise. Why then the law? It was added because of transgressions, till the offspring should come to whom the promise had been made, and it was ordained by angels through an intermediary." scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 16th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, just by your living these messages, you are a living message to the world. You do not have to be able to quote this message or that. Your very life is an example, a witness to holy love. If you are trying to do that, you are doing everything you can in the present moment. Introducing the messages themselves will come in its own time, the perfect time. Continue to pray for unbelievers. This is a category of people who not only do not accept these messages, but do not accept my dominion over them. Unless they are converted to belief in me, they will be lost for all eternity. At best, they would spend years in purgatory. No one spends a life disregarding me and my commandments, dies, and goes directly to heaven. If at the last moment of life they repent, they would be saved, but would have much time to spend in purgatory. Offer many prayers and sacrifices for such as these. Disbelief is not a salvific excuse to save a soul. Hasten to your conversion, all who do not believe in me. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 2, 28 through 29. And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who does right is born of him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. March 17th, 2021. St. Patrick says, praise be to Jesus. Back in the day, in the times of my evangelization in Ireland, I had to put my own needs last, including my own safety. I had to place the spirituality of the heathen population of Ireland first. Today, I could be doing it all over again, this time in the whole world. You do not see the many sins all over the world as I do. There are countless sacrileges against the Holy Eucharist. The human body has become a sinful playground. The commandments are not a consideration in most hearts. These messages are God's way of lifting the fog from the consciences of most people. People do not pray as they should be. Prayer should be a priority as a means of exposing and combating evil. These messages are the awakening and the salvation of a small portion of the population. God needs your prayers in even greater numbers. Pray that these messages receive an even greater audience. Pray that these messages are a catalyst towards the conversion of the world. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 2, 1 through 4. Therefore, we must pay the closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his own will. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Patrick. March 18th, 2021. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, live each present moment for the greater glory of God. When you please others, you are pleasing me, so long as your actions reflect obedience to my commandments. Never place self first above the desires of others. Sometimes this requires a martyrdom of your own free will. When you glorify me, I will always come to your aid, even in the smallest matters. To live according to my will means you do not always look towards your own self-interests, but choose to please me always by pleasing others. This sometimes requires a heroic surrender of your own self-will. In that surrender, I will reward you. Treat your neighbor as you would like to be treated. That is in obedience to holy love. A note is given to read James chapter 2, verse 8. If you really fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You do well. Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.